Nonsense and Melody with Gil and Demling. Hysteria is on its way to good old Spain, land of sunshine, senoritas, and bulls.
Now, don't get romantic, Gil.
Huh?
How do you feel? You're not going to be seasick again, are you?
Seasick? No, I think I'll hold my own today.
That's good.
I like it. Well, now that we're out of France, maybe Tom and Jean will make up again. I'm certainly glad we're rid of Fifi, the fiery frog.
Well, we've got troubles of our own right now. It's time for the ship's concert, and that old windbag Mrs. Simper wants us to do some more entertaining. She certainly is a card.
Yes, and I wish somebody would discard her. Let's go in and face it. What do you say, huh?
Now, shipmates, the first number on our ship's concert will be a song by the Three Jack Tars, those three sailor laddies who go for any old port in the storm, as long as it comes in bottles. Sing, Jack Tarsy.
Sweetie pie, little bit sugar, little bit honey, little bit sad and a little bit funny, you are mine. Sweetie pie, little bit good and a little bit naughty, little bit proud and a little bit haughty, still you're mine. Sweetie pie, don't you sigh, how the time is gonna fly till I meet you with the preacher by and by.
Sweetie pie,
put your wee head up on my shoulder, wait until you get a little bit older, you'll be mine. Sweetie pie, little bit sugar, little bit honey, little bit sad and a little bit funny, you are mine. Sweetie pie, little bit good and a little bit naughty, little bit proud and a little bit haughty, still you're mine. Sweetie pie,
don't you sigh, wait for me.
Meet you with a preacher later on.
Sweetie pie,
put your wee head up on my shoulder, wait until you get a little bit older, you'll be my sweetie pie.
Thank you, Jack Tarsy. Now, in answer to just scads of requests, I'm going to give you my lecture on magic for the parlor, bedroom, and bath. I've been told that I'm quite a magician, as I've made things disappear from every house where I've spent the night. Now, you folks who sit around in the evenings kicking each other in the shins under a bridge table need something to change your outlook on life. Of course, there are many parlor games, such as spin the bottle opener, post office with no holes barred, heave the hostess, and the like. But nothing will nauseate your guest as quick as parlor magic. Now, the first trick I'll explain is the vanishing mother-in-law trick, or out the window she must go. This is played like a combination of blind man's buff and going over Niagara Falls in a barrel. First, you blindfold the mother-in-law. Then all of the others take a pair of brass knuckles, except the son-in-law, who gets a baseball bat. Then open the window, and the prize goes to the one who knocks the mother-in-law through the window without touching the sill. Fun, isn't it? And now, here is a disappearing dignity trick. This is done with a pair of scissors. Select an assistant who has a bit of elf in him and give him the scissors. While the men are busy talking, he goes around and snips the suspenders of all the guests. Doesn't it sound too intriguing? Well, the men find out, of course, and clutch their pansies with their hands while everybody laughs heartily at the sport. Now you dress like a burglar, take a gun and jump into the room and cry, hands up. Are you guessing? That's right. The dignity disappears. Oh, folksies, it's such gay, gay fun. Now for the last trick, the egg and hat. Of course, there are some queer eggs wearing the hats, but no matter. Place an egg in a hat, along with an inner tube and a bottle of beer. First, take out the bottle of beer and drink it. This is so if the trick goes wrong, you won't care. Then hit the bat with a hammer, and if the egg chirps, it wasn't an egg. Now, if the egg should be broken and smeared all over the hat, remember my advice to all amateur conjurers? When you are a conjurer, don't conjure chickens before they are hatched. Thank you, shipmates. Now, the ship's orchestra will play The Very Thought of You. Play, orchestra. Those two old waggies, Gil and Demling, with a play they have written about Napoleon. Gil and Demling.
Well, playmates, we're sorry to announce we can't do our play on Napoleon, which we wrote while lying under a table in Paris, on account of how young Demling here used it to make paper hats for the bellboys in our hotel. But instead, we will tell you the true story of Paul Revere's ride.
That's the one we've been practicing all day. Maybe we'd better do it.
I think so.
Begin.
Well, Paul was a lantern hanger for the Boston Power and Light Company. A very conscientious lad, and was working his way through correspondence school. And for this reason, of course, he stayed away from women.
Now, wait a minute. Take it easy. Yeah? What have females got to do with a correspondence school?
He got all his knowledge through the mails, catch on?
Through the mails. Just skip it, huh?
Well, it so happened that at this time the British were coming to America to pay their war debts. This is a fairy story I forgot to mention.
You're telling Roosevelt. Continue.
Well, Paul was very fond of a horse at that time, so he took the horse to the other side of the river. Or rather, he rode a boat using a pair of horse.
Gil, you're rapidly destroying our popularity on this boat.
So Paul took up his watch on the other side of the river with his faithful horse, Cavity.
Cavity?
Yeah.
Why did he call the horse Cavity?
Because he always needed filling.
Needed filling. My mistake?
Animal?
Vegetable?
Or mineral?
My apologies.
Accepted.
Thank you.
Not at all. Do you mind if I part my hair in the middle? I want to irrigate my eyebrows.
You go right ahead.
Well, Paul saw the lantern in the old North Church and scrambled to tell the people that the British were coming. He came to the first house and pounded on the door. He looked at the lady who answered with appealing eyes. Any eyes today, lady?
Oh, what do you want, I hope?
You hope. Lady, would you buy a subscription to the Police Gazette for 1 year? I'm working my way through reform school.
No, a year is too long.
Make it 6 months, I'll go to night school. Up, the British. And so Paul went through the night, on to another house. Get some speed out of this nag. Whoa! Up, the British.
Well, what do you want? Don't try to sell me your mustache. The brushman has already been here.
Up, the British. On through the night sped Paul until his horse was covered with lather. At this point, Paul stopped to use some of the lather for a shave. He spied another house down the road, so toward it he went.
Oh, I'm so glad you came. Can you leave a quart of milk and a small cream?
Sorry, madam, but I'm afraid you'll have to see a cow about that. Up, up, the British. And so on he went to every Middlesex village and farm.
By the way, what's a Middlesex?
That's something that's neither here nor there. Up, up, the British.
Well, I suppose you've got a good reason for getting me out of bed.
Telegram. I mean, the British are coming. The British are coming.
Well, don't bother me with it. I'm a peaceable farmer.
A farmer? Well, I'm a traveling salesman. Where's your daughter?
I haven't got a daughter. I keep bees.
And that, kiddies, is how Paul Revere got stung. Moral, an earthquake may not be pleasant, but it's the only way you can move Hollywood real estate since the Depression.
Whoa!
Whoa! Whoa!
And now, shipmatesies, our lovely Jean, the daughter of the captain of our ship, the SS Hysteria, is going to sing one of her songs for us. Are you ready, ship's orchestra? They're ready, Jean.
I was strolling out one evening, neath the silvery moon. I could hear somebody singing a familiar tune. So I stopped a while to listen. Not a word I wanted to miss. It was just somebody serenading something like this. My pretty Mandy, there's a minister handy and a show would be dandy if we'd let him make a fee. So don't you linger, here's a ring for your finger. A humdinger. Come along and let the wedding chimes bring happy times for Mandy and me, my pretty Mandy. There's a minister handy, and it sure would be dandy if we let him make a fee. So don't you linger, here's a ring for your finger. Isn't it a humdinger?
That was terrific, eh, Willie?
Everything's terrific now that Fifi's safe in Paris with us on the high seas.
Boy, I'll say.
Ooh, Tommy! Oh, hello, boys. Some trippy.
Oh, it's Fifi.
How did she get on board?
Well, we've got to keep her away from Tom or Jean will kill him.
And they'll both kill us.
Call out the guard, Demling.
And the militia, Gil.